92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Green Bay continues to mourn Wisconsin native Alex Preti. Connie Feldman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preti outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition, a banner signed by fellow Hornets, offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preti, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preti's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. I cried. It was a lot of, there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community. In Green Bay, I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Decisions from Congress on health care are now hitting Wisconsin families hard. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed by Congress last year included major reductions in federal Medicaid, with new provisions that could put about 306 people in Sawyer County at high risk of losing health insurance coverage, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In Kenosha County, that number rises to nearly 2,000. At the same time, enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits expired at the end of the year, causing insurance premiums to skyrocket for many Wisconsin families. Senator Tammy Baldwin excoriated rising costs in a press call on Wednesday, hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin. She called on Republicans in Congress to take action and hosted Wisconsinites facing rising cuts. Joe Selsky, a firefighter from Kenosha, says his family relies on Wisconsin's Medicaid program to afford care for his son, who has a rare condition. He says without Katie Beckett Medicaid, which is for children under 18 with long-term disabilities or complex medical needs, they would not be able to afford their son's treatment.
I really think that Congress needs to take action and reverse those cuts immediately and restore health care for those Wisconsinites that are losing it.
Emma Widmar from Mount Pleasant, who lives with multiple chronic conditions, relies on Medicaid-funded services for daily care.
And if Medicaid didn't have my back, I wouldn't be able to afford the health care costs that keep me alive.
Dr. Abigail Lanoux is an emergency physician in Chippewa Falls and says rural hospitals and the healthcare system are at risk.
Healthcare premiums are going to go up everywhere, not just for people on the ACA plans.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, nearly 290,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in ACA marketplace coverage in 2026.
That's Maddie Schaefer reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are three Democrats running for the seat. The first forum for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the fifth inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelich, but hopefully, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nehm with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible later this afternoon into tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even tornadoes possible. Stay weather aware today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. More storms tonight in the mid 50s tomorrow. Another shot at thunderstorms, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.